from KQED. Our ongoing series profiles small family-owned companies in California. This one was founded 100 years ago by a Japanese immigrant who sold vegetable seeds to other Japanese Americans hungry for the tastes of home. The Kitazawa Seed Company almost went under several times. The family had to rebuild it after they were locked up in an internment camp during World War II. Decades later, the company was saved yet again by a different Japanese American family. But the two families never really had a chance to talk about the company's historic legacy. That's what drove Maya Shiorama, a 60-year-old from Oakland, to finally visit Tom Kitazawa at his house in San Jose. He's 86, the last surviving son of the company's founder.
Nice to meet you.
Reporter Alyssa Jung Perry brings us this story about a family business that defied the odds.
Maya is an elegant and cheerful businesswoman. In Tom's living room, she brings out the latest catalog from the Kitazawa Seed Company.
So, on the catalog, I wanted to ask you, who is on the cover then?
My dad would not be dressed up. He's a working kind of guy.
Yeah, but I do notice that this picture, he has a suit underneath the overalls. Yeah.
Not just a suit, but a fedora too, with overalls pulled over the whole thing. It's Tom's dad, Giju, standing in front of the Kitazawa Seed Company. He opened it in 1917 after arriving from Japan. Before San Jose became the tech giant that it is now, it was a small farming community, perfect for a seed merchant. Tom remembers hanging out in the warehouse as a kid.
I used to play way, way back there because they used to have these 100-pound sacks of seeds. That's when they sold seeds in 100-pound sacks.
Sacks of Asian vegetable seeds, which were hard to find back then, like long, skinny Japanese eggplants, shiso leaves, which taste like a minty basil, and daikon, a mild radish. Before the war, two-thirds of Japanese Americans on the West Coast worked in agriculture or related businesses, that is, until they were sent to the internment camps. Tom remembers being in a camp in Montana. He was a teenager when the war ended. The seed company had closed, but the Kitazawas went back to San Jose anyway.
Did your family, were they able to come back to their home, or did you lose your home?
Well, after the war, we did get back. We had to spend about a year in a temporary quarters.
Tom says his dad was determined to reopen the seed company.
He immediately started doing those kinds of things that he felt needed to be done so far as reviving his seed business. Mm-hmm. You know, making contacts with people and making contacts with the seed company, his suppliers.
And that's where Maya comes in. She was born after the war, but she remembers a revival of the seed company. Both sets of her grandparents had farms outside of Fresno.
Both families were fortunate to go back to it. Their neighbors took care of it. And so Kitazawa is how I learned how to garden.
But there's no way she could know the seed she planted would one day connect her family with Tom's. After Tom's father died in 1963, ownership of Kitazawa passed through the family and eventually ended up in the hands of Tom's sister. One day, Maya's father said he hadn't received his regular delivery of Kitazawa seeds.
So he asked me if I would drive down to San Jose and go get his seeds and see what is happening.
That's how she found out Tom's sister was struggling to run the company alone. Tom had a career as a computer programmer and wasn't interested in selling seeds.
And I asked her about if what would happen to the business, and she says, well, we're just going to close the doors. And so then I told her, well, that's a huge shame because Kitazawa Seed Company is a huge part of Japanese American history.
Maya bought the company in 2000 and moved it to Oakland. She created a website and expanded, offering new seeds from Vietnam, Thailand, and China. But she still measures and fills the seed packets the same way Tom did as a child, with metal scoops. The company's survival story is unusual. Other Japanese Americans were able to restart businesses after the camps, but they were in the minority. And those who did often had to close them decades later, as the economy changed or their children chose other careers.
There are so many Japanese families that had to go through a very similar kind of thing. You know, regardless of the hardships, we were very lucky.
As Maya gets ready to leave, Tom asks her to send extra seed catalogs. He wants to save them for his young grandchildren so they will know and pass on the family's history. For the California Report, I'm Alyssa Jung Perry in San Jose.